AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A late afternoon showdown is set in the Senate. Republicans are expected to reject an expansive election and voting bill. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Supporters call it the civil rights issue of the era, an imperative with GOP-controlled states passing restrictive voting laws. But Mitch McConnell's Republicans are all but certain to use the filibuster and block debate.
Stop the partisan power grab.
Saying Democrats want to solidify their own power by boosting the federal role in elections. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer sees it as expanding voting rights for all Americans and says the GOP instead wants voter suppression.
There is a rot at the center of the modern Republican Party.
The vote will raise key questions about the limits of bipartisanship and whether filibuster rules should change. Sagar Magani at the White House.
13 Democrats and 2 Republicans are on the ballot today in New York City's mayoral primary. Because of term limits, Mayor Bill de Blasio can't run for re-election. Records obtained by a government watchdog group show roughly 900 Secret Service employees tested positive for the coronavirus. More than half were responsible for protecting the president and the vice president. The mayor of Moscow announced new coronavirus restrictions, saying the situation with the coronavirus remains very difficult in the Russian capital. Procter & Gamble has a mission in space.
Dirty laundry in space becomes space trash.
The company will send a pair of Tide detergent and stain removal experiments to the International Space Station next year. The AP's Marcia Dunn reports on an orbital laundromat.
Procter & Gamble is working on a prototype washer-dryer. It could operate on the moon using the bare minimum amount of water, bare minimum amount of detergent.
Stain removal pens and wipes will be delivered for testing by astronauts next year. This is AP News. Europol says extremists sought to use the pandemic to spread hate.
In its annual report on terrorism in the 27-nation bloc, the EU's police agency says extremists aimed to use the global pandemic through 2020 to spread hate propaganda and exacerbate mistrust in public institutions. The study cites the arrest in the Netherlands of a man who allegedly called for citizens' arrests of lawmakers and public health workers. It said violence by opponents of the Dutch government's lockdown measures included hurling stones and fireworks at one city hall and vandalising COVID-19 test locations. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Orlando Sentinel reports wildlife officials have removed 250 alligators from Disney properties in the 5 years since a 2-year-old boy was killed by an alligator at the Grand Floridian Resort and Spa. Ed Donahue, AP News.